About 3 years ago, Danny Mudd wanted to expand the backyard of his home in rural Marion County. While leveling a small hill, the heavy equipment operator struck something buried about a yard deep.
He hit it with the blade, and I seen part of it chunk out, and when I seen it chunk out, I just made him stop. And I got over here with a shovel myself and got to looking, and I said, oh, that's it. Stop. That's that we're done. And he said, what do you mean? I said, we found something. And I said, I don't want to disturb it.
Mudd thought he might have found a dinosaur bone. Eventually, he contacted the Kentucky Geological Survey at UK. When Patrick Gooding and other geologists visited the site, they identified it as a petrified tree.
And they all laughed at me, but now they're not laughing no more.
Segments of the tree measuring a total of 22 feet long have been dug up so far, and more could still be buried. Luckily, the geologists were able to study this specimen in exactly the environment where it was buried. It has been buried there since trees first showed up on Earth a very long time ago.
So we are looking at about 370 to 390 million years old. This is one of the most prolific geologic periods of time where we are seeing trees like we know them today appearing in the rock record for the first time.
There are two theories about how the tree, known as Archaeopteryx, ended up in Marion County. An ancient sea covered this region, and the tree might have grown up on a high area, eventually falling into the water. Or it might have originated in a forest of petrified trees found in what is now the northeastern United States, where it fell and floated here.
The log got waterlogged, and, you know, it sunk to the bottom.
Right.
And then you had accumulations on top of it, and then other rock material that built up above it.
According to KGS geologist Richard Smath, a tree petrifies when waterborne minerals like silica or iron or aluminum begin to fill the cell walls, but the cell structure remains.
It's just no longer soft. That the cellulose structure is replaced with the silica minerals, and that's what makes it last and become petrified and actually remain in the ground for so long without totally getting destroyed.
In the case of the Marion County find, a small amount of the original soft wood remains in the middle of the tree trunk after millions of years.
Now, I took one of these slabs and I heated it, and it started smoking immediately. As soon as it heated up the woody material, the room, got fogged over. So if I had left it long enough, it would probably start to burn.
Mudd says the presence of soft wood fascinates people.
I tell them, you're touching way back in time when you can still feel the wood. I'll get them, I'll say, don't scrape it real hard, but they'll take and they'll look at it, and it's spectacular to take and be able to do that.
The KGS geologists have just begun their investigation of this find, acknowledging they have a lot to learn. They hope to solve the mystery of the origin of the tree and to find out how widespread these specimens might be, because others have been found in the area. So they want people who found them to contact the Geological Survey. And Danny Mudd plans to keep digging, hoping he'll find more of this particular tree.
This winter, I'll be back out here playing more. I just don't get too energetic on the summertime of digging this.
For WUKY News, I'm Mike Lynch.